is Steve Siskold. Welcome to Boost Your Power of Attraction. Many people have been tuning in to how to explore the untapped power of the mind and the link between the thoughts and how they affect what we attract into our life. This program focuses on the untapped power of our whole body, not just our mind. We'll be using body intelligence to consciously create what you want in your life right now. The first step is to realize what a miracle you are. You are living in a body. And your body's sophisticated somatic or sensory intelligence is a crucial aspect of your total intelligence. I call this somatic intelligence BQ, my shorthand term for body intelligence or quotient, as opposed to IQ. IQ allows you to mentally and rationally perceive, assess, and process information and experience, while BQ tunes you into the somatic messages your body is always communicating to you directly through your feelings and your sensations. It allows you to perceive, assess, and process information and experience emotionally, intuitively, and energetically. It's also the most primary, direct, and intimate medium of relationship with yourself, others, and with your success. Your body is always communicating with you, whether you know it or not. We all walk around with what I call our billboard. This is your overall expression, including body language, tone of voice, gestures, and postures, and other subtle and not so subtle signals. It advertises our message in the world. The problem is that our words don't always match our billboard. We may say one thing, but be communicating the opposite. And this incongruency can result in a self-sabotage that will not change until your message is fully integrated and consistent. If you send out mixed messages, you'll get mixed messages in return. So let's look at what your body is really saying. I've noticed in my work that physical self-awareness is a key determiner of success. I learned this principle when I ran an advertising and marketing company in Washington, D.C. I created campaigns that clearly communicated my clients' services and products. Even though the marketing efforts produced dozens of phone inquiries, my clients often did not close the sales. And I thought, why not? I discovered it was because of their billboards. I noticed they were unconsciously expressing a lack of confidence or negative attitude towards people they were speaking with. You see, their billboards broadcast messages like, I want the sale, or I have a wonderful service that is valuable to you. While they were saying those words, what I noticed is they were also sitting with their bodies hunched over, their voices restricted, broadcasting negativity about themselves. It is the law of attraction, so if our body language is sending out a negative message, we're going to get a negative result in return. We're not going to attract people with a negative message coming through our body language. After witnessing this phenomenon of body language versus the words we're saying, I really became determined to work with people to change their billboards. I worked with a fellow named Juan in one of my seminars who was a doctor from South America. He had 6 medical degrees and an uncanny ability to make accurate diagnosis and prescribe helpful remedies. He was desperate to discover, however, what was preventing him from